crayon boxes worth of samples on the back of my hand and then trying unsuccessfully to wipe it all off with a tissue, I realized I'd been foolhardy in thinking I could casually make this decision. Plus, I was told that at a different location, you could exchange the tubes for a free eyeshadow. Maybe that was what I really wanted. As an indecisive control freak who's always sure there's something better around the corner, all my lesser qualities had come together at once to leave me paralyzed. Clearly, I should just march right into my bedroom and open up that drawer and throw out all those empty tubes that I'm never going to exchange. They are taking up space, making me feel like a proto-hoarder, and making it impossible for me to buy lipstick without guilt. My luscious pout deserves better. I'm totally going to free myself of these crimson shackles right after I find the gift certificate. Oh God, what if the jewelry store, a pretentious little boutique that sells yoga-inspired charms and doesn't accept returns, which is how I got into this mess to begin with, I exchanged a gift I didn't want for store credit, quit judging me, goes out of business before I've had a chance to remind myself that there's nothing I want there. I'm pretty sure the slip is either tucked into a book for safekeeping or sitting in the pocket of a handbag. I can definitely remember putting it in one of those places. Unfortunately, I can remember each action with equal vividness, which is causing me to regard my own memory in the same circumspect way you view an insincere friend who loves your new hairdo. Clearly, I've left myself no choice but